Hello, and welcome back to your A-Level Psychology Revision Podcast. I'm your study companion, and today we're diving into one of the most famous and, frankly, most fascinating case studies in the entire history of psychology. We're talking about Freud's 1909 study of little Hans. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Freud again? But trust me on this one. Little Hans is not just interesting as a piece of psychological history. For your OCR A-level exam, it is absolutely essential. Whether you're answering a 4-mark describe question or a 15-mark evaluation essay, the depth of knowledge you bring to this case study will directly determine your marks. So settle in. By the end of this episode, you'll know the key events, the psychodynamic theory behind them, the specific fantasies Hans reported, and, crucially, how to evaluate this study in a way that earns you top marks. Let's get into it. Let's start with the basics. Who was little Hans? Hans was a 5-year-old boy living in Vienna in the early 1900s. His real name was Herbert Graf, though Freud referred to him only as Hans to protect his identity. His father was a follower of Freud's work and corresponded with Freud directly, reporting his son's behavior, dreams, and conversations in detailed written letters. This is a crucial methodological point we'll come back to. The presenting problem was a specific phobia. Hans had developed an intense fear of horses. He was particularly afraid that a horse would bite him, and this fear was so severe that he refused to leave the house. Now, on the surface, that might seem like a straightforward animal phobia, but Freud's interpretation went much, much deeper. Freud argued that Hans's fear of horses was not really about horses at all. It was a displacement, a defense mechanism in which anxiety from one source is redirected onto a less threatening object. So what was the real source of Hans's anxiety? According to Freud, it was his father. This brings us to the Oedipus complex. Freud proposed that between approximately 3 and 6 years of age, all boys pass through a stage of psychosexual development called the phallic stage. During this stage, a boy develops unconscious sexual feelings towards his mother and begins to see his father as a rival. He fears that his father will punish him for these feelings. Specifically, he fears castration. This is castration anxiety. Now, Hans couldn't consciously acknowledge his fear of his father. That would be far too threatening. So his unconscious mind displaced that fear onto horses. Why horses? Freud pointed to two specific symbolic details. The horse's black muzzle represented the father's dark mustache. The horse's blinkers, those leather flaps worn beside the eyes, represented the father's glasses. The horse, in other words, was a symbolic stand-in for the father figure. Now let's look at the specific evidence Freud used to support this interpretation, because the examiners will want you to know the named fantasies in detail. The first is the giraffe fantasy. Hans reported a dream or fantasy in which there were two giraffes, a large one and a crumpled one. The large giraffe called out when Hans took the crumpled giraffe away. Freud interpreted this as follows. The large giraffe with the long neck represented the father, specifically his penis, symbolized by the long neck. The crumpled giraffe represented the mother. Hans taking the crumpled giraffe away symbolized his desire to possess his mother. The large giraffe's protest represented the father's objection to this. This fantasy, Freud argued, was direct evidence of the Oedipal conflict playing out in Hans's unconscious. The second key fantasy is the plumber fantasy. Towards the end of the case study, Hans reported a fantasy in which a plumber came and gave him a new, larger widler, that's Hans's word for his penis, and also a new behind. Freud interpreted this as evidence that the Oedipus complex was resolving. Hans was no longer afraid of castration. Instead, he was identifying with his father, wishing to be like him, bigger, more powerful. The replacement of the widler and behind symbolized Hans taking on the father's attributes. This is the resolution phase, and it's important that you use this specific fantasy when discussing resolution, not just vague references to the phobia going away. One more detail worth knowing. Freud met Hans in person only once during the entire study. This single meeting took place in 1909. Freud used this meeting to reassure Hans that his feelings were normal and to offer some interpretive guidance. The vast majority of the data, however, was collected by Hans's father, who observed and recorded his son's behavior and reported it to Freud via correspondence. Right, let's talk about how to turn this knowledge into marks. Common mistake number one, saying that Freud conducted the therapy directly. He did not. He met Hans once. The data was collected by the father. This distinction matters enormously for evaluation. It introduces observer bias because the father was not a neutral observer. He was emotionally invested in his son, and he was also a follower of Freud's theories. This means he may have interpreted Hans's behavior in ways that confirmed Freud's predictions rather than objectively recording what happened. Common mistake number two, confusing the Widler anxiety with the phobia. The fear of castration, the Widler anxiety, is the underlying psychodynamic conflict. The horse phobia is the symptom that results from displacement. They are connected, but they are not the same thing. If you conflate them in an exam answer, you will lose marks. Common mistake number three, claiming the study proves the Oedipus complex universally. It does not. It is a single case study, N equals one. You can say it supports the theory or provides evidence consistent with the theory, but you cannot generalize from one child in early 20th century Vienna to all boys everywhere. Now, for evaluation in a 15-mark question, the examiners are looking for you to balance depth against breadth. On the positive side, the longitudinal nature of the study, it took place over several months, means the data is rich and detailed. It was genuinely pioneering work in child psychology, and the resolution of the phobia does appear to support the psychodynamic explanation. On the negative side, the lack of population validity is a major weakness. The unfalsifiability of psychodynamic interpretations is another. When you're interpreting dreams and fantasies, there is no objective way to prove or disprove the interpretation. This links to Popper's criterion of falsifiability, which you should reference explicitly in evaluation questions. And the father's dual role as both parent and data collector is a serious methodological flaw. One more exam tip. When you're asked about the manifest and latent content of dreams, make sure you're clear on the distinction. The manifest content is what Hans actually reported. The giraffes, the plumber. The latent content is the hidden, unconscious meaning that Freud interpreted, the Oedipal desire, the castration anxiety. Examiners will credit you specifically for using and defining these terms correctly. Okay, let's test your knowledge. I'll ask the questions, pause the podcast, and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question one, what was the real name of little Hans? The answer is Herbert Graf. Question two, what defense mechanism did Freud use to explain why Hans feared horses rather than his father? Displacement. Question three, in the giraffe fantasy, what did the long-necked giraffe represent? The father, specifically, a phallic symbol representing the father's power. Question four, which fantasy indicated the resolution of the Oedipus complex? The plumber fantasy, in which Hans received a new Widler and a new behind. Question five, how many times did Freud personally meet Hans? Once. Let's bring it all together. Freud's 1909 case study of little Hans is a longitudinal ideographic study of a five-year-old boy's horse phobia. Freud interpreted the phobia as a displacement of castration anxiety arising from the Oedipus complex. The giraffe fantasy provides evidence of the conflict phase, while the plumber fantasy marks the resolution. The study is methodologically limited by observer bias, the father's dual role, and by the impossibility of falsifying psychodynamic interpretations. It has N equals one, so population validity is non-existent. For your exam, know the specific fantasies, know the symbolic details of the horse, know the difference between displacement and the phobia itself, and always evaluate with reference to falsifiability and observer bias. That's it for today's episode. Good luck in your revision, and remember, the more specific your knowledge, the more marks you earn. See you next time.